This is News Talk.
Well, unfortunately, you can't get away from COVID-19 on the front pages. It dominates yet again. A year later, we're still talking about it, and we're certainly in a very, very serious situation. If you read the front of the Irish Times, deaths from COVID-19 could exceed 100 a day within weeks. The number of deaths from the virus is expected to surge in the weeks ahead, far higher than the peak figures experienced in the first wave last spring. The warnings come as the pressure on hospitals dealing with growing numbers of COVID-19 patients mounted last night. And the Irish Times goes through a very serious situation which emerged at Letterkenny University Hospital in Donegal, where a number of patients were being treated in ambulances outside the facility due to a lack of space in the emergency department. And you may remember an awful lot of people horrified seeing these images from the north of patients with respiratory problems being treated in ambulances in the car park of the hospital. Now it's happening in this country too. A hospital spokesperson in Letterkenny saying it was an extremely busy weekend with a large number of patients presenting with suspect or confirmed COVID-19 cases. I have to say, this time round, the amount of people I know with the virus, and some of them quite ill, is shocking compared to in March, April, where you weren't hearing of it. Now it's really affecting an awful lot of people that you know, certainly I know, whereas before I was kind of hearing of cases but didn't know personally of these people. Also, that paper has a quote from immunologist Professor Luke O'Neill, and he says there's a risk now that the daily number of deaths could rise to 100 or higher. And you may remember back in April of last year, there was one day where there were 77 deaths reported and everyone was shocked. Well, Luke O'Neill saying we could be heading north of 100 deaths a day in the coming weeks. And Professor Luke O'Neill will be on the Pat Kenny Show here on News Talk later this morning. Also, by the way, on Taoiseach, Micheál Martin will be a guest on the Pat Kenny Show, so tune in from 9 here on News Talk for all of that. Now, the Irish Independent front page goes through the amount of people needing anxiety medication. The pandemic has led to a rise in the use of antidepressants as people battle rising anxiety levels during lockdown. More than 170 million antidepressant tablets were dispensed in the first 9 months of last year, and that's an increase of 7 million compared with the same period in 2019. And the figures reveal a surge in people requiring medication for depression, stress and anxiety. And I suppose that's a mix of obviously people finding lockdown very, very tough and all that goes with that, but also as well doctors struggling to refer people on because they're so busy with COVID-19, that's leading to a reliance on medication. So it's quite a worrying fact and a worrying statistic. You can read more about that in the Irish Independent. Also quite worrying, Irish Daily Mail front page, just 37 ICU beds left. And you'd imagine that pretty quickly we're going to be asking all the private hospitals to open up their ICU to us if we've only 37 beds left in the entire country. That's obviously is another 6,888 cases confirmed over the weekend. And of course, the state's medical advisor warning that the numbers with the virus haven't even peaked yet. And Paul Reid from the HSE saying early this week we will likely be at double what we had in the peak last year. Our concern is the rising trend. Also, that story covered in the Irish Examiner, COVID hospital rates now double the first peak. So you think back to how worried we were in March, April last year, and now we hear that it's double that. Also, the Irish Examiner goes through the Mother and Baby Homes report, and in particular the fact that it was leaked to the Sunday Independent yesterday. Survivors angered that they had not been made aware of the contents of the report before it's published. We now have Minister Roderick O'Gorman demanding an investigation into how details were leaked. Survivors described the government's mishandling of the publication as distressing and hurtful. So obviously members of the Cabinet got details of the report and they will consider all of that, and then it's going to be published on Wednesday and the Taoiseach makes that state apology. But for some reason it was leaked to a newspaper yesterday, and it's fair to say, just looking at our emails here in the newsroom this morning, we've a number of survivors sending and survivors groups sending in emails saying how hurt and angered they are that to read about the contents of the report in a Sunday newspaper. Roderick O'Gorman saying he was deeply angered about how the details of the report were made public, and he's now launched this investigation. Sources said the minister had waited to brief survivors until early this week for fear that the report's contents would be leaked. And of course, the irony is it now has, but the survivors hadn't got to see the contents of the report. Anyway, there'll be a lot more about it this week. I'm sure you've heard that we're going to hear the shocking findings there that up to 9,000 children died in the homes. These were just the 18 homes investigated there. And that's one child in seven not surviving these mother and baby homes. We're in for a dark, dark week in this country on that report. So expect a lot more on that. Irish Daily Mirror, Maddie cops close in on suspect. Police hunting Madeleine McCann's abductor are closing in on the main suspect and they just need one missing piece of the jigsaw. The Irish Sun, Tina Hubby told of body find. You may have heard about this. Some remains found in County Cork. And the husband of missing Tina Satchwell has now been briefed by Gardaí about the recent discovery of a woman's body in Cork. Bones were found near an old railway line last week. Now, inside the papers, the Irish Times, I suppose the advice would be to go and check your couches, because almost €350 million in old Irish punts is still unaccounted for 19 years after we changed over to the euro. Just extraordinary, the amount of punt floating around there. Every year since, people have continued to exchange the old money at the central bank. But last year, less than €400,000 in old Irish punts was exchanged for euro. And if you do come across some punts at home, there's no time limit on exchanging them. Provision has been made for the unlikely event that everyone who has the old currency in their possession decides to swap it for the euro. So it's not that much hassle. And the advice is just have a look around, check the couches. And some old Irish pounds have been found in skips in gardens when they're being dug for house extensions. Under mattresses, a lot of people love doing that with their money. Also under behind wallpaper and in items of clothing donated to charity. So check, 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 and you can get your money back from the central bank. A couple of interesting kind of quirky COVID stories, if you want to call it that. Viewers are contacting RTE complaining that the actors are wearing face masks. And viewers are urging the actors to lose the face masks now that they've been back filming for more than 6 months. The soap's executive producer has admitted it's been quite tricky to navigate how to incorporate the virus into the plot while trying to tell ongoing storylines. And Bridget DeCourcy says, we've had letters from people going, OK, enough of the COVID now. We all know you sanitise your hands. Let's get rid of the masks. But what's really interesting is, as Bridget DeCourcy points out, the problem is, even though these characters might be married to each other, they might be sleeping with each other on screen, they obviously aren't married to each other in real life. They don't live together. So they have to practice social distancing and all of that stuff. So it makes it very, very awkward if you're trying to do a soap opera there. But anyway, I read somewhere else in one of the papers that there's going to be weekly testing of actors on Fair City there. Also another COVID story. You may have heard of this woman, Nancy Stewart, who's 107 years of age. And the Irish Daily Mail tells us this morning that she's taken on the challenge of attending Mass in all 32 counties, of course, virtually. What a lovely thing to be able to do, though. She has 84 grandchildren, great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. And obviously she's a devout Catholic. And since March, they've been going around the country looking at all different masses. Without leaving the kitchen, Nancy is going to attend a virtual mass held by a church in every county in Ireland, which is a lovely, lovely story. Actually, staying with mass, the Irish Daily Mirror has a story this morning that parishioners are staging protests outside churches over the closure, obviously, of churches and of mass during the pandemic. The protesters call themselves Concerned Catholics, and they've a photograph in the Irish Daily Mirror gathering outside the Cathedral of the Assumption in Tuam in County Galway, demanding the immediate resumption of religious services. And they're holding up signs which read, "We want Holy Mass." And they prayed for over an hour with several decades of the rosary using a megaphone and a makeshift altar there as well. So they're not happy that there's no mass at the moment. But they can do, of course, like Nancy, and go online virtually around the country. Final story for you. I just absolutely love this story. Talk about irony, and it just smacks of do as we say but not as we do. It comes from the Daily Express this morning in the UK. And this is a council leader who understandably has provoked an awful lot of anger in her local area because she urged people to stay local And it turns out she's actually on holidays in the Maldives, if you don't mind. This is Angie Dale, who's the leader of Richmondshire Council. And she demanded people stop going out as COVID cases rise sharply in the local area. And Friday she had a press release out saying it's vitally important that people heed the stay local message. But it turns out that Mrs. Dale and her family are enjoying the crystal waters of the Indian Ocean from a beach. And furious local business people slammed her hypocrisy. One businessman said, "It's demoralising enough, obviously all the restrictions, without having the leader of the council swanning around the Maldives while telling the rest of us to stay home." Mrs. Dale's phone, understandably, was unobtainable. They're trying to ring her to find out, well, what are you doing, what are you up to? But they can't get through to her on the phone. I just love that story.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is News Talk.